Good evening.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Blog Line. We would like to welcome those of you from North America, South America, Africa, Asia, Australia, Europe, and Antarctica. And we're all here to give God the fruit of our lips. At this time, we would like to present to some and introduce to others our chief ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And God bless you and thank you so much.
God bless you.
Bonita Frost, and God bless you. And to all of you on the blog line tonight, you know, this is a line dedicated for one platform, one purpose, and that is to give God glory. For ages, for centuries, and for eras, people have just approached God with the give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. Lord, give me this. Lord, give me that. Oh, God, I need this. I need that. When He already knows your needs, and He's already in the blessing business. But there has been a new, what we call a new awakening created. In 1740, they had the Great Awakening. And now in 2014-15, we have the New Awakening. It is a spiritual shift from the begging mode or from the give me, give me, give me mode to the thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you mode. And we believe that we ought to thank God. And before we call, He will answer. And while we're yet speaking, He will hear. But this new awakening is based on thanking God 1,000 times a day. 1,000. Some people are thanking Him 2,000. Some 5,000 times a day. Some are thanking Him 9,000. And some 10,000 times a day. Well, what will it do for you? Number one, it takes us back to the old church. And that's what we might want to do more often, go back to the old church. What it does, it helps us to focus on the spiritual rather than the natural. In the natural, we just say, give me, give me, give me this, give me that, Lord. Lord, I need this. That's the natural, basically. But in the spiritual, we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your blessings. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for my life. See, it's the spiritual rather than the natural. Secondly, what it simply does, it ushers in the presence of the Lord. My old pastor, Dr. S.E. Mitchell, when he was alive, he used to teach us that a little praise will take you to heaven, but a whole lot of praise will bring heaven to you. Yeah, yeah, you can feel the presence of the Lord with a little thank you, Jesus, if you thank Him from your heart. But I dare you to get a whole lot of praise and just go crazy thanking Him from your heart before you know it. Oh, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, from your heart. Thank you, Lord. Before you know it, God will stop what He's doing and heaven will come down to you. Yeah, I could prove it by a time. Take you to Solomon, who did a thank you praise that was just crazy praise. He's going to this great house for God, and God stopped what He was doing and came down and said, "What you want? What do you want?" Now, the third thing it does is it positions you to receive a miracle. God is still doing miracles. I dare you to thank Him 1,000 times and see what God will do for you. It positions you to receive a miracle. God is doing miracles. And I don't know about you, but I want a miracle. I want several miracles. And He's able to do it if we just believe Him. But the last thing we said, the thank you, thank you, thank you does, lastly, what it does is it encourages others to praise God more. Would you like to be a conduit where people will hear you praising God and say, I'm going to praise God like that too? And I know we got a great lady on our prayer line. There are many, many, many great ladies on there, but I'm pointing her out right now. Her name is Dr. Patricia Stern, Ambassador Patricia Stern. And this woman can praise so when she gets through praying and praising God. People say, I want to pray like our Master Stern. I want to pray like, see, and that's the way to thank you, thank you, thank you. You can thank Him so much until people will hear you thanking the Lord like that and say, I want to thank God like you. I want to thank Him like you. It's the same thing that happened on the altar many years ago when some people were tearing to receive the Holy Ghost. One person got on one side, another one on the other side. They said, "Say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you." The other one on the other side, "Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you." And they kept on thanking God. And perhaps you were a teenager, you were at the altar, and you had other teenagers at the altar, and they peeping out the side of their eyes, watching what the homie does and everything else. But after a while, when they saw you out the side of their eyes getting serious, saying, "Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Lord, thank you," then what happened is it encouraged them to get serious. It encouraged them to thank the Lord like that. And before they knew it, all of y'all got the Holy Ghost at the altar. Simply because it encouraged others around you to really praise the Lord like that. And then, so here's what we do. I want to give you a few seconds to make your request known unto the Lord, because I believe God hears his request, and that is scripture. Make your request known unto him. So ask him for what you will, and then we're not going to ask him anymore. We're just going to go to God in prayer and then start thanking him. Thanking him for doing that, and thanking him for other things, you know, for waking us up this morning, for starting us on our way, for eyes to see, ears to hear. All these things, we're going to thank him. All right, go ahead and make your request known unto the Lord. I'm going to give you about just a few seconds. Go ahead. Lord, thank you. We'll be blockbuster. In Jesus' name, I pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to pray for this name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. Thank God. Amen. Thank God. Amen. In that church, I pray. Thank God. Amen. And I'm going to pray in just a moment. I'm going to ask you all tonight to thank God, if you would, at least put a little thank yous in there for your chief and master here, Nora Johnson. I got a phone call from some movie producers in Canada, and they want to do a movie on me. And they flew in here Friday, which is yesterday. Now they flew in here Thursday, and they filmed me all yesterday, about 8 hours of filming. And today they came to my church and filmed about another 7 or 8 hours. And tomorrow they'll be there again, about 7 or 8 hours. And they're doing a movie on the life of yours truly. And I just know if you all were thanking some for me and some of you would pray for me, I know God would do something spectacular. And so I'm just asking you if you would. All right, let's pray right now. Father, I thank you for these precious, precious people and every request that they made known unto you. Lord, I bragged on you and told people that you would hear the prayer and answer the prayer. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus to listen and, Lord, touch these precious people and grant every one of their prayer requests. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Bless them bountifully, help them bountifully, and feed them through every trial, every storm, every tribulation. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray and ask it and thank you for it. Thank God. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. And those who would like to help me, thank God, many of your lives are being opened right now. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank
Lord, there's none like
you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Thank you, Jesus.
So you keep praying for us, and we'll pray for you. Ooh. As we close tonight,
Jesus.
I feel that anointing.
Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, what an anointing. Thank
Ooh.
God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory.
Ooh. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
If anybody would like to pray for this movie that we're doing this weekend, I'll open up for praying if you'd like to.
Oh, thank
anybody?
You. Anybody? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
We're just remembering this
one time. Amen. Pray for the move. I'm sorry. What was that you want to pray
no,
for?
No, pray for this movie. I'm doing a movie this weekend. They come in time to do a movie on my life, and it's quite an honor. And I don't mean that boastfully. I'm just trying to tell y'all what's going on. That's all.
Amen. Well, Father God, we just thank you right now, God, for what you're doing, God. We just give you all the praise, all the honor, all the glory. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for this time, Lord God, that you have set aside for amazing grace. And, Lord God, Chief Ambassador, Lord God, Dr. Bernard Johnson, Father God, we thank you for what you're doing in his life, God. We ask that you continue to get all the glory out of his life, God. Let your anointing, God, continue to rest on this movie, this documentary, Father God. Father God, we pray that it touch lives, Lord God, near and far, Lord God, worldwide, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we ask, Lord God, that every camera crew, Lord God, that you, Lord God, use them, God, in the name of Jesus, even in their travels, Lord God. Give them safe travel back when they get ready to leave, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for this time, and we ask your will continue to be done. In Jesus' mighty and holy name we pray. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you so much. God bless you, and may y'all have some family time, and just keep me in your prayers. God bless you. Have a wonderful night.
God bless you. Pastor
Johnson, I have a question.
Yes. All right.
Are you still going to be on the air tomorrow at 10 a.m.?
Yes, I'm going to try. They asked me about that, and Pastor Hagen asked me about that, and I told him, yes, we want to do it, so. We'll open up the prayer line, the 712-775 number, and try to put it on 10 a.m. so y'all can hear the service. And thank God for these. These are it's a movie crew that came down from Canada, and they flew down here on Thursday to really just film me and our church. And it's about me blowing the saxophone. And it's called The Devil's Horn, The Devil's Horn. You know, they have me in it from the aspect of making history, of taking what was considered many years ago, they wouldn't even let the saxophone be in the church. I had a hard time being played by radio announcers, and even they wouldn't hardly let me come into church with a saxophone. Some of y'all don't know about that, yes. Because they consider the devil, they consider saxophone the devil's horn. They use it in clubs. They would use it in night spots and sensuality and things like that. But the aspect they're going for me is how I came and took, as I played in the clubs at age 17, I took the saxophone from the nightclub to the pulpit. And that's what they have filmed me on, how I was able, nobody was playing the saxophone, and God blessed me to play it. And I made a vow to the Lord, if he would heal me of asthma, that I would blow for him the rest of my life. And I kept my promise, and he's blessed me because of it. So we took the saxophone from the nightclub to the pulpit. So see, I was going to put my horn down. I wasn't going to blow anymore when I got saved. I said, Lord, I'm saved. I don't want to do anything that's going to offend you. I'm going to put this horn down. And God told me not to put my horn down. He said, just change your song. So I changed my song from Baby, You've Been Good to Me to Amazing Grace. And that's what they're here to film. They've been filming our church, and they're filming many of the people who have helped make this vision, you know, a part of our work here, and some of the aspects. It's hard work, I tell you. I didn't know making a movie is such hard work, but it is. All right, so keep us in your prayers. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah,
amen,
man
of God. You stay encouraged.
Amen.
Jesus. I will. And let us not be weary. Well, new season, we're going to reap. Ambassador Stern, she told me, she said, Chief Ambassador, you're coming into your day. Because about 9 years ago, the Lord said to me, he said, Bernard, you have not had your day yet. Well, I thought it was the devil because I've had blessings all my life. And some of the wonderful, phenomenal things have happened to me. And I listened again, the Holy Ghost said again, said, you have not had your day. He said, but you're going to have your day, son. And then the Holy Ghost said, and my, what a day. Then he came back to me again and said, son, you have not had your day yet. And this time he said, and my, what a day. Then he told me the third time, the third my will begin my day. I don't mean this boastful. I'm just telling you what happened. And the Holy Ghost came back to me not too long ago. He said, son, you have not had your day yet. And he said, and my, what a day. So I think this is part of the beginnings of my day, this movie. And my son will get his doctorate degree and doing his dissertation on me. I think those two things are marking the beginning of my day. So guess what? I'm not going into my day without taking y'all with me. I told him about y'all in the movie today, about the block line, how y'all praise God. Talking about the prayer line and the youth prayer line. God put in my heart that as I go up, to take people with me. And that's what I intend to do, take as many of y'all up with me as possible. So God bless you. And y'all have a wonderful night. Have some family time. I'm going to get me some sleep. And God bless you and keep you.
Bless you. Bless the saints.
Bless you.
God bless everybody.
God bless everyone.
God bless and good night, everyone.
God bless you.
Good night.
On tomorrow.
God bless you. Mm-hmm.